Hi, I'm Jonathan, and I'm here with Timmy Lucia and Andy DeCarmo.
Special guest.
Today, we're going to be talking about the North Sentinel Island. So, you guys know that the missionary Chow got killed by the natives there. Do you guys think he should have even been there?
I don't think he should have been there in the first place, just because he could have spread his. He could have, of course, they're not like us. They haven't gone then. Like they haven't been
immune.
Yeah, they haven't. Their immune system isn't strong enough to with sand the diseases that we have. I mean, not the diseases we have, but a classic cold for us could wipe out their entire civilization because they don't have the immune system to fight back.
Yeah.
It was he wasn't even allowed to go there. It wasn't he smuggled someone 25,000 euros just to go there. So it was 100%
rupees.
Rupees.
Yeah.
Euros.
And just
to go there. So he shouldn't have been there in the first place.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
No one allowed him to go. He was just.
He was keeping a diary also, and it said that the first day he got there, so he gave them fish. And tried to speak to them in a Southern African language that he thought they might know because they're kind of older,
yeah.
Civilization, not really civilization, but they descend from the South Africa, but they didn't understand him and they just laughed at him. But they took the fish, and then as he went back to the boat, they shot arrows at him, and then he said that in his book. But then he also said that he's going to go back the next day after they tried to attack him, which doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it's he's walking in. It's if you know that they're going to try to kill you,
yeah.
And you just walk right back in.
Yeah, yeah. But what he said, I read that in this, in the story, he said that even though, for his family not to be mad at these people, that this is their part, he's trespassing. He basically said that, and that if he dies, then he'll be waiting on the other side of the veil, I guess, the afterlife. And he was just doing this to spread the word of Jesus to them. And he thought he could do it because they, laughed at him, I guess, if they acknowledged him.
Yeah.
So, I guess, yeah.
I don't think that he was the greatest explorer.
Yeah, I don't know.
On Earth, because I think if any other famous one, so, hey, or any normal person was hey, they're shooting arrows at me, let's not come back.
Yeah, I don't know why he'd even.
I don't know why he'd walk right back in.
Because it was only him. He didn't have anyone else with him.
Yeah, if he had someone else with him, they'd be like, hey, okay, you're being stupid now. Maybe
yeah.
Drink.
I don't
walk back in.
I don't know why he would even go there if he didn't know if he was going to be able to communicate with them.
Yeah. It's also in the middle of it's in the middle of nowhere. It's in the middle of the Bay of Bengal.
Yeah.
It's got a bunch of big countries surrounding it, but no one's really heard of it.
Yeah, and this was the first attack they've ever had. There's been 11 attacks.
There was this huge cruise ship.
Oh yeah, that was
was just attacked by these people.
And the very few survived. There was very few survivors.
Oh, they're all dead. Like 31 were on. I think almost all 31 dead.
There've
yeah,
been,
almost all. Yeah, some survived.
There have only been 11 interactions with the island.
Yeah, and nearly everyone who's gone there has been killed.
Yeah.
Except for those two missions with the people, the photos.
The first one, though.
The
first interaction they had was in 1880, and a British colonizer captured 6 of them. And then they probably died, but. Because of diseases from modern humans, and that even might have been more since it was from Europe.
Yeah, they might have also even read the reason why they don't like any outsiders.
Yeah.
Because the first time they came, they tried to conquer.
Yeah, but there was one good encounter. What was it in? I forget what it was, but
I saw it was on the video.
Yeah, they went there and they they met each other and they gave each other hugs and they just respected each other.
Yeah, and that boat that we're talking about was supposed to go there 37 years ago, and they found it in 1981. It was just destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
People were killed everywhere, arrows everywhere. And they kept, they just killed it and put it on a reef.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just stuck on an island. You can still see it from satellite footage just today.
Why do you guys think India is trying to claim the land? Well, they already own it, but like, more like civilize it.
Because like, you never saw what happened with us when we came over there to the Dayas, and we just kind of wiped them completely out.
Yeah.
They didn't want to.
Like, they didn't want. Like, we just killed both people. The natives just obviously still live. We just took their land and diminished them.
Yeah.
And it was not that there were a bunch of ugly wars and stuff. So I'm guessing that they want to keep their like natural roots and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool to know that people from 60,000 years ago still live in this little island.
Yeah.
Tell you
it's like a little museum in itself.
Yeah.
If you think about it.
Yeah.
Do you guys think we should help them or like? Or would this be, like, too dangerous because of disease?
Oh, I
or are there, like, ways we could, like, help them without possibly giving them diseases?
Well, I mean, the only way I think we could do that was with a bunch of people show up in hazmat suit. But think about it. If these people that, like, for us, imagine these people that we never heard of, we've never seen before, like, just up in these giant suits that are extremely scary.
That'd be like aliens.
Yeah,
that'd
be like a movie.
Yeah, like, what do? You probably gonna hide or attack them.
And these guys know how to attack.
Yes.
They're like just trained, pretty much trained assassins.
Yeah, that's like all they do. They don't even know how to like make fire.
Yeah, they don't.
It's like they just spend all their time on fighting.
Yeah, making weapons.
Making weapons.
And they've
they don't even wear much clothes.
Yeah.
These are like, this is like,
well, I mean, it's like super hot there, but.
Yeah, I mean, like, I also don't see why. Why do we want to?
No.
Mr. McCullough. We're doing a podcast.
It's okay.
I was just saying that, I don't know why we'd want to colonize them. I mean, it's just a little island.
Yeah, what's the point, I guess?
Like, what's the point? There's nothing that we have to gain.
Yeah. Well,
why would we just ruin their colony, kill some? Because people, like, even when we tried to help them, like, these explorers or people came across, like, one of the people that were dying.
Mm-hmm.
They tried to help him. They took him back to a hospital, introduced him. But he ended up dying because he got sick from diseases that he wasn't immune to. And then this happened multiple times, but they ended up, every one of them that they took back died. So what's the? I just don't get what's the point.
Yeah, there's nothing to gain. There's only sexual.
Yeah.
Potentially, what's happening? But the thing that I'm wondering is just why do we I totally forgot what you were.
Yeah. I'm guessing like why.
Oh yeah. Why did the first you know, the successful counter that got there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Why did they why didn't they immune or kill any of them?
They probably did, but the next time they went there was probably years later. So
yeah, but you think that they die, like they say something about them dying when they go there, but they just kind of left it. It was one good encounter.
Well, they were only there for like a day.
They were only there for a day.
It was like they wouldn't
still. They still spent.
I don't think they'd spend the night with someone that they don't speak the language with, and in the past have had.
I'm guessing that they did. That what happened to them is what happened to Alan Cho. Is he went there, gave him gifts, it was good, and then on the way back they probably attacked him.
Mm-hmm.
Just because they have come to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just going back in the next day.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at the people that have killed, they've put arrows. He's just dead on the head.
Mm-hmm.
Like they don't miss.
And they're not like bad arrows. They're like the sharp pine pointed arrows.
Yeah, they're gonna
kill people.
Yeah, they're gonna be damaged. I mean, well.
You know that their like whole island's population, like they don't know it, but it could range from 15 to 500 people.
Yeah, like
just
15.
Yeah.
What?
Because they don't know, like. They've never seen that many people at once. And, like, they've only seen people, like, on the beaches.
Because they didn't have the chance. Because I feel like if they traveled far into the woods,
they'd have to go.
They die. They know the natives know the island. The North Sentinel, the Sentinelese know the island more than anybody else. And I learned that another thing that I read, like, it's not just the Sentinelese. There's there's many tribes around that, like the Jawas.
Oh yeah, they became like civilized. And they became immune somehow.
I mean, that's what I'm guessing with the people who took the six.
I think they were just slowly,
I guess this was the people who, what they were trying to do. With the Sentinelese people. I guess that's what they were trying to do. They were trying to civilize them. Like, they did the, whatever you said.
The Jawa?
Yeah, the Jakawa or something.
But I don't think we even should make try.
Even doing the Jakawa was a huge risk that shouldn't have been taken.
Do you guys have any final thoughts on the North Sentinel Island?
No.
Other than that, we should probably just leave them alone.
I think if people still keep going there, we're just gonna lose stuff. Either someone dies or we kill one of them.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for listening to Popular Podcasts.
You're welcome.
Bye.
See ya.